is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop.
Yeah,
stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and wrong. Here is Steve Gruber.
The estranged conservatives are just as unable to admit they were wrong as those on the left, it appears today. The estranged conservatives, the never-Trumpers, no better than their liberal counterparts, refusing to admit that this election of Donald Trump has been a big win for them. Those that would have you believe that somehow it would have been better for Hillary Clinton to be president, refusing to be honest with themselves or you or anybody else. People like Bill Kristol and Ben Shapiro, Eric Erickson, and a whole list of others. Rick Snyder comes to mind as well. There's a whole list. In fact, there are so many of them. Wikipedia dedicated pages and pages to the Never Trump crowd. And you can go through and say, well, here's some and here's some more. But what exactly does it take for this president? What exactly does it take for this president to get past that? I mean, what could he possibly do for the Never Trump crowd that he hasn't done so far? More conservative than Ronald Reagan, says the Heritage Foundation. More accomplishments in 18 months than Ronald Reagan had in his first term or George W. Bush had in two. That's pretty obvious. Taxes have been reduced dramatically. Regulations rolled back. The Supreme Court wins are voluminous at this point. The GDP is headed to 5% or above over the next few months, over 4% in second quarter. The North Korean peace initiative is underway. And yet, you have these people that just cannot admit that they were wrong. It is stunning. And the biggest victory of all, probably Neil Gorsuch. In fact, if you look at the 13 cases decided by a 5-4 margin this term, 13 cases, think about that. Gorsuch, I think, wrote the opinion on 5 of those, if you go check. And now the liberals are really freaking out because they know that the swing vote, which Anthony Kennedy hated being called the swing vote, but he was, because when it came to gay marriage and so forth, he wrote the opinion. When it came to social issues, he was more libertarian, more liberal on some of those thoughts than true conservative. And yet, you've got this whole list of people that cannot admit that they were wrong. Can you imagine the world with Hillary Clinton? Was somebody more liberal than Merrick Garland? Because that's who was put up by Barack Obama and not given an opportunity by Mitch McConnell. If Hillary Clinton had been elected president, as the never-Trump crowd would have apparently preferred, the world today would be a much different place. Would we have 5% GDP? No. Would we have the destruction of ISIS? Probably not. Would we have peace talks on the Korean Peninsula? No. Would we be rolling back regulations the way we are? No. Would the EPA be getting yanked by its leash back in the line? No. All of these things that have happened, and all of these things are what these alleged conservatives, and I say alleged because at this point they're dishonest and disingenuous. There is no way you could be intellectually honest and say, you know, maybe I was wrong about this. Maybe it's turned out pretty well. They can't even admit that. They can't even admit that. If you look at the number of people, the Never Trump people like George H.W. Bush, who announced he voted for Hillary Clinton. That's how bad it was. George W. Bush, a Never Trumper. Jeb Bush, Carly Fiorina, Lindsey Graham, John Kasich, who, by the way, will run for president in 2020, a guy that I thought was decent when the whole thing started, but when I knew John Kasich, and I did. He was my congressman back in Ohio back in the day. He was a conservative guy back then. And so I went out on a limb early in 2014-15 and said, this would be a pretty good guy because of his resume. He turned out to be the guy that wouldn't leave the party at 3 in the morning after it was all over. The guy you're trying to push out the door and he just keeps lingering and hanging around. And you have people like Bill Bennett, Bill Brock, Henry Paulson, Colin Powell, Tom Ridge, Bob Gates, Bill Cohen. These are all people on the Never Trump bandwagon. George Shultz, Christine Todd Whitman. It's baffling. And the list of governors, the Never Trump governors, like Charlie Baker of Massachusetts and Larry Hogan of Maryland. Again, John Kasich, Susana Martinez, who's now stepping down in New Mexico. Bruce Rauner, of course, he's barely a Republican or a conservative in Illinois. But you get it. Condoleezza Rice, a Never Trumper. Mitt Romney, a Never Trumper. When are these people going to admit you blew it? The American people, as a group, had more common sense and were able to look through the nonsense and say, you know what? This is what we need. Now, Hillary Clinton was a very weak candidate, but make no mistake, any Democrat would have put us in a much worse position than we're in currently. We wouldn't have the victories on the Supreme Court that we have. We wouldn't have victories for the First Amendment and for religious freedom and for an end to the extortion being put upon American workers by public sector unions. None of those things would have come to pass, but they did because of this president. Yeah. Justin Amash, of course, a never-Trumper here from Michigan. John McCain, clearly a never-Trump person. John McCain would rather be a never-Trump person than to help America. Go back and look at his votes on Obamacare and so forth. People like Joe Scarborough have lost their minds altogether, have no idea what they're even thinking or where they come from. Bill Kristol and Ben Shapiro and Laura Bush and George Will and all of these people that stood up and said, he cannot be president. Only one person on that list that I've gone down and gone through has actually come around some, and that's Mitt Romney, to say, you know what? Look at what he's done. And Mitt Romney was given some consideration at some point to be Secretary of State. I'm glad to say I was never on that Never Trump bandwagon. That was a foolish place to be. Because I do not believe, not for a moment, that the world would have been better off with Hillary Clinton as president. And I'll tell you this, this is something I never hear. I never hear people say, gosh, I just wish Hillary was president. Do you ever hear that? Because I don't. I don't hear that ever. And for some of those allegedly conservative commentators like Meghan McCain or Katie Pavlich, they all owe us an apology. Or at least just admit you were wrong. Have the courage to admit you are wrong. Is that really too much to ask? All right, quick break. It's 14 after. Hour number 3 getting rolling on the Steve Gruber Show.